Ilm al-Jaf, in the speech of the late Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi.
قصر علم جف یکی از علومی است که در سابق حتی قبل از اسلام به 2000 سال بلکه بیشتر
Ilm al-Jaf is an ancient knowledge which goes back to before Islam, somewhere about 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, and even more, according to some, returns to the time of Prophet Idris, who is known to have first taught this knowledge to man. It is described as a knowledge of letters. There are questions asked, and there are then answers for them. Whether this knowledge is true or not, well, many scholars have made significant contributions and have authored valuable publications, including Al-Jaf al-Jami, which is believed by some to have been written by Imam Ali, and then of course attached with further sections. Then is the Book of Al-Jaf by Sayyid Hussein Akhlati, who is a respected scholar in this field. Other books under this subject include those written by Ghulam Dehdar and Mahmoud Dehdar, who are great scholars of this knowledge. Al-Jaf is in fact a very precious knowledge and of course a true one. However, there are many who claim for denial of this knowledge because of its fake claimants, and thus it is considered as a disputed field. There are classifications and specific terms in this knowledge, and there are still a few respected scholars in the world who work on this field, but do not claim it. Well, it is mainly because they do not need to declare it as their specialism. And we should note that self-purification and spirituality, and also morality and pure ethics in an individual, play a critical role in practicing this knowledge. As for the etymology of Al-Jaf, well, it literally stands as goatskin, as it is simply because the first book of Al-Jaf was written on the skin on its very early days of emergence. Goat skin is so soft and resistant against getting dried, contrary to cow skin. Well, gradually, the knowledge was named after goat skin as Ilm al-Jafr. On the other hand, there is astrological geomancy or Ilm al-Raml, which is the knowledge of shapes. In al-Jafr, the questions are with regard to letters, while in Raml, they refer to shapes and points. And both are true and accurate fields with many publications by Islamic scholars. In the book Kashf al-Zunun, we can find a list of many of these publications. Well, Jafr al-Jami is one of the most well-known books of this field. There are also explanations on this book, including an explanation by Mirza Muhammad al-Akhbari, who was killed in early Qajar dynasty. He was a wonderful man and had spent 8 or 9 years in jungles of India trying to get through hard conditions and for self-mortification. Well, he has an explanation on this book. I have seen the book with some scholars, though I don't have it.
که هستید او را پیش اساتید این علم دیدم ولی خودم ندارم.